The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, November 18, 2022. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, visited the Great Mosque of Algiers, with which he began the second day of the official visit of the Cuban delegation to Algeria. Díaz-Canel spoke the day before with his Algerian counterpart, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, about the state of economic, commercial, financial, and cooperation relations. Both agreed on the importance of reactivating these issues so as to bring them to the same level like the political ties. Tebboune reported the decision to cancel the debt services and to provide Cuba with a solar power plant for the production of electricity. Other agreements were related to the supply of fuel and the production of medicines. The Cuban president confirmed that both parties identified spheres such as health, energy, renewable sources, the medical pharmaceutical industry, cultural, educational, and scientific technological exchange as the most promising for collaboration. A meeting between Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero and officials and business people from several countries took place at the 38th Havana International Fair, FIAF 2022, reported Granma newspaper. As a result of this contact, the visitors expressed a willingness to expand and consolidate commercial ties with Cuba. Marrero met with the Deputy Minister of Industry and Commerce of the Leo People's Democratic Republic, Mano Tung Von Sai, who is heading a delegation of business people participating in Cuba's largest trade fair for the first time. Von Sai conveyed the decision to deepen the issues of common interest as a sign of those bonds of brotherhood that unite both peoples. Marrero also met with the head of strategic planning of Honduras, Ricardo Salgado, who underlined the constant support of our country. The prime minister also exchanged viewpoints with the director of the Department of Industrial Policy of the Eurasian Economic Commission, Nikolai Kushnarev, and they recalled the many virtual meetings recently shared, as well as the history of cooperation between Cuba and the Commission. The head of government received the director of the Italian company Farmavenda, Vittoria Camini, which has been present in Cuba for more than 40 years in sectors as heterogeneous in pharmaceuticals, agriculture, industry, and food. The Cuban Parliament announced the publication of three bills to promote citizen debate on their contents. A note from the legislative body specified that the text of the draft laws on social communication, promotion and development of livestock, and the expropriation for reasons of public utility or social interest are available to the population, together with the addresses of emails to which questions, proposals, form modifications, and comments can be sent. According to the note, three bills are added to those of the General Prosecutor of the Republic and the Comptroller General of the Republic of Cuba and the Higher Control System of Public Funds and Administrative Management previously published on the digital portal of the Parliament. It is not the first time that the National Assembly opens a citizen debate on a new legal norm with the purpose of increasing popular participation in the institutionalization of the country and increasing its legal culture. And in the international agenda, we have that. The latest expectation report by Focus Economics stated that inflation in Latin American countries would register figures higher than the world average in 2023. Although the study shows that global inflation began to slow down in the third quarter of 2022, price increases will be higher in some regions like Latin America, Eastern Europe, and Sub-Saharan Africa, where they will exceed 12%. According to Focus Economics, among the reasons are the continuation of geopolitical conflicts, the production levels of OPEC members, or extreme member events. According to Focus Economics, among the reasons are the continuation of geopolitical conflicts, the production levels of OPEC members, or extreme weather events. Meanwhile, authorities in El Salvador arrested 843 leaders of the Salvatrucha gang and 199 of Gang 18, an official source said. Minister of Justice and Security Gustavo Villatoro informed that the arrest made it possible to dismantle their national leadership. Most of the arrests were made under the emergency regime in force in the country since March 2022, which this week was extended for the eighth time, although many consider this action to be unconstitutional. Villatoro praised the results of the government's policy and said that the benefits that the population is having are irrefutable. We are having historic numbers, projections that I can tell you that we will have a reduction in the homicide rate in more than 50% compared to last year, he said. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.